special guest host appearance here on Locus Focus. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more great programming here on KBOO Community Radio. Explain the sorrow and it's this that carries me in the struggle together. May we exemplify and stay in the present for a future that will rectify our past, show us past forgotten. Nowadays we don't laugh and rock happiness exchanged for the ways of the path and walking that's been taught. So now we blame it on all. Too busy trying to find escapes. We're afraid of the dark. Let's do the sun back until the light extends its presence. Live and dies our ancestors forever in remembrance.
Let's feel the sun. Let's steal the sun back. Let's steal the sun back until it's shining above. Let's steal the sun back. Let's steal the sun back. Let's steal the sun.
The Creative Music Guild, Merrillhurst University, and KBOO Community Radio are proud sponsors of a weekend residency by Mark Rabeau, May 8th and 9th at Merrillhurst University. Renowned guitarist and composer Mark Rabeau will perform a solo concert on Friday, May 8th at 8 p.m. and will lead a workshop on group free improvisation on Saturday, May 9th from 2 to 5. The workshop is open to musicians of any experience level and all instruments are welcome. Both events are taking place at the St. Anne's Church on the Merrillhurst campus, 17600 Pacific Highway, which is Highway 43. More information about the May 8th and 9th events featuring Mark Rabeau can be found on kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And it is half a minute, 45 seconds actually, past 11 a.m. You are tuned to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, Grace Eagle Reed hosts Disability Awareness, and I believe Laura is with her today. That program is a monthly show about issues affecting people with disabilities and their communities. Stay tuned at 11:30. We speak with Portlander Lisa Shannon about her new book, Mama Coco and the 100 Gunmen, an ordinary family's extraordinary tale of love, loss, and survival in Congo. Then thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you are not a current member, you can become one. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Frog Song Montessori Preschool, a community for mindful learning that encourages children to explore, create, and deepen the understanding of themselves and the world around them. A program of Dharma Rain Zen Center. More information at frogsongpreschool.org.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland Eye Care, a Southeast Portland optometrist providing eye exams, contact lenses, and medical eye care, as well as eyewear from independent designers. Portland Eye Care is located at 41st and Southeast Division Street in Portland and online at eyepdx.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Grace Eagle Reed, and this is Disability Awareness. And I have a plethora, that would be a bunch, of announcements from a different activity that's going on around town that I wanted you to know about. And I want to do a little talk. I'm going to be talking about the therapeutic benefits of laughter when you have a disability, particularly. And I want to talk a little bit about disabled travelers. There are a few sites that I wanted to announce. So, because it's that time of the year where people are starting to think about traveling. And if you're disabled, that could be somewhat of a nightmare, I suppose. I know it can be for me. And then I am lucky enough to have my dear friend Laura Sandow with me today. And we're going to chat about art and the social and the benefits of that around. And Laura's been on previous shows, so she... Hi, Laura.
Hi, Grace.
Just to prove you're here. There she is.
Hello, everyone.
And Laura just got back from an incredible adventure in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh,
correct.
Pittsburgh, boy. And so she's going to tell you whatever story she feels like telling you, she'll tell you her story. I'll just wait. We'll wait. So the one announcement that I got that came over from our AM news director, public affairs director, Kathleen Stevenson, is a very exciting thing that's going on at Oregon State University. And I tried to reach these people, but they were gone, possibly on the East Coast doing something around this. But it's Portland, Oregon. Oregon State University will host a Go Baby Go workshop on Friday, May the 1st in Portland, as part of a national program that provides modified ride-on toy cars to young children with disabilities so they can move around independently. They have an incredibly great site that shows all these children, these modified cars, and the little children in them. And it's just a fabulous project that the Oregon State people are doing. The people that I tried to contact, and I did email them and said I'm going to give a shout out about their project, so hopefully they're listening or they'll get back. Michelle Klemp and Sam Logan. And what I will do is talk a little bit about this, and I'll give you their website, the way to reach them. This event is the first to be held in Portland since Go Baby Go expanded Oregon Science University last year. So apparently they've been working on this for a while. In fact, I know they've been working on this for a while. And it's from noon to 4:30 p.m. at Jefferson High School. Spaces are still available and attendance is free, but advanced registration is required. So if you want to go to this Go Baby Go workshop, and this is for parents of children who are handicapped on any level where they can't walk or even crawl around with possibly other children. In other words, a variety of adapted toy cars for children with a variety of special needs. And they are actually getting adjusting or building specialized cars for each child. It's just a fabulous thing that's going on right here at Oregon State University in Oregon. So we are, you know, incredibly lucky to have this. Some cars are available for children and their families to test drive, which is what this workshop is. Anyway, to reach Michelle K-L-A-M-P-E Klemp, I'm assuming is 541-737-0784. And that is Michelle.K-L-A-M-P-E at OregonState.ed. Sam Logan can be reached at 541-737-3437. Sam.Logan@OregonState.ed. And if you want to go to that workshop, that is the deal. And it's from noon to 4:30 Jefferson High School, May the 1st. That's May Day, I think, huh? Okay, so that's a very important announcement. Another announcement is Northwest Pilot Project, which works just amazing work they do with especially seniors and housing and other wraparound services. And they place seniors in housing. They have enormous wraparound services for particularly seniors and other people. It isn't all seniors. And they're very well known here, and they do an enormous amount of work. And of course, like every other good work, they need money. They need support. But one of their support events is Walk for Northwest Pilot Project. And that's a walkathon Sunday, May the 3rd. And I believe you, I'm actually looking at their paper, and I think, well, anyway, I'm just going to give you I don't know where you register. I think it's down at the Pioneer Square, but I'm going to give you their number. And if you want to be part of the Sunday, May the 3rd, 36th annual fundraiser for Northwest Pilot Project, supporting housing for disabled, compromised, economically challenged. How many? Raise your hand if you're there. Oh, I heard a wisp of wind. This is their 36th annual fundraiser. And so call them at 503-227-5605. And they do have a website, and there's a lot of information on there about a lot of housing issues, and the housing issues are really important to talk about, especially with homeless and disabled and whatnot, and seniors and whatnot. And they are part of that. And this disability awareness supports that too. Their website is Northwest Pilot Project. It's www.nwpilotproject.org. And you can call them again. Make your pledge and go walk and support them May the 3rd, 2015. And registration starts Sunday, May the 3rd, 12:30. And it does, South Park Blocks by Portland State University. I just saw it. South Park Blocks, Portland State University. But it's better to call them and find out where to register, how to register. And do go to their site, because they're, in fact, working with this new, they call it the failed system project. We're promised some housing and it fell through. And so that brings me to a guy, Michael Whitney, who is, I've been wanting him to come to the show, but he's busy and he couldn't come again today. However, Laura knows Michael and we know him. You've met him, haven't you? So, tell us a little bit about Michael's project, because you've actually met him, and between us we could talk a little bit about, but it's micro community housing, and it's really, it's taking off on the East Coast quite a bit, and in fact there's a place in the South that's, and I'm on, if you want to go to Facebook and look up Michael Whitney, you will find his.
I believe it's Withy.
With me. There you go.
With me, yes.
Can you, do you know his
house? W-I-T-H-N-E-Y,
something like that. Oh my. He's going to butcher us when he hears this. But it's micro community housing. And if you go anywhere and poke in, if you're on a website or something, poke in, or a computer, poke in micro community housing project, and he will come up, and a whole lot of us that are supporting that are come up. So, and on May the 1st at Shrunk Plaza, right off of Burnside, you know, the little Shrunk Plaza, like Pioneer Square, only it's down a little further. It's by all the food carts. It's called Shrunk Plaza. They are going to have Horns for the Homeless event. And I think that starts as early as 10 in the morning. So what you could do is go to my site on Facebook, Occupy Portland, Grace Eagle Reed, Occupy Portland on my Facebook site, and you should be able to get that information. But Michael has been working with the community housing situation for quite some time.
Yes, he has.
And have you ever, I know your friend Jack is a facilitator for a lot of different projects, and I know he has Occupy,
mm-hmm,
for elders, or Elder Occupy?
Oh, Elder Caucus.
Elder Caucus.
Yes. Jack Depew does facilitate a group that has grown out of Occupy Portland, and I think is one of the few that stayed together, that still does charity work and activism, sharing with each other, political discussions, all kinds of different learning opportunities that they use for themselves and others. They really are trying to continue with the idea and the spirit of Occupy, mm-hmm. so that the next time something like this comes around, there's some preparation for it, I think.
And I'm loosely a part of that a group in that I can't get over there. I don't drive anymore, so they are on the east side. Where do they meet?
They meet at the Multnomah Friends Community House.
Okay. And do you have a contact number from him? Because he works with Michael Whitney as well. And the point is, when you get in touch with Jack or myself or other people, you know, you'll be able to connect with these things that we're talking about. What is his site?
If they connect with me on my Facebook, that would probably be the best.
Okay.
And I can just point them in the right direction.
And what is your Facebook?
My Facebook is Laura Sandow.
Okay, cool. Well, all right, people. There's May the 1st, Horns for the Homeless. May the 3rd, Northwest Pilot Project going on. And I wanted to talk about something that's coming up. If you go to helpguide.org, it's helpguide.org, and go to Laughter is the Best Medicine, you will come across a site that I think is absolutely fascinating. And I'm going to start this project sometime in the summer, maybe once. We'll start with a couple of times a month, maybe. We have a project called the Friendship Table. We, meaning Marianne Stupel Wallace, Michelle Walsh, Laura's been there, Jill Griffith's been there, several people, you know, that sort of in our little circle have been there. Kathy Carter, an incredible artist in Portland. And we are starting the Friendship Table again. We're not sure where we're going to have it yet, but again, if you go to the website, you can find that out. I'll put that on. But we're going to start Laughter Project. Laughter relaxes the whole body. It boosts the immune system. It triggers and releases endorphins. And who doesn't want a good bunch of endorphins once in a while? And see, I'm trying to laugh. I hope people are laughing. Laugh protects the heart. And this is good, solid scientific information. Your sense of humor is one of the most powerful tools you have to make certain that your daily mood and emotional state support good health. That is a quote by Paul McGee. He's a PhD. There's a thousand millions quotes, I'm sure, on laughter. But good solid research over the last few years has talked about boosting immunity, lowering stress hormones, decreasing pain. I know for me, that seems to work. Relaxes your muscles, prevents heart disease. It, of course, the mental health benefits are, it adds joy and zest to your life and eases anxiety and fear, releases stress, improves mood, enhances resilience. And the social, so there's physical, mental, and social benefits to laughter as a best medicine. It strengthens relationships. Well, I think people that are grouchy probably don't attract anybody other than grouchy people, maybe, huh? But I know I have a pretty good sense of humor, so I do know that I have good relationships as a result, even though I'm a toothless, broke old broad, so, you know, it's kind of neat. Attracts others to us. It enhances teamwork. It helps diffuse conflict, and it promotes group bonding. I think it's kind of hard to laugh these days because there's a lot of horrible things happening right now, huh? You know, my philosophy is this: if I can't do something directly about it, then I gotta look for teammates and maybe grouping up. We can do something about it. And if there's absolutely nothing to be done about it, it's back to the sort of that serenity prayer: change the things you can, and accept the things you cannot change. So I tend to live like that because I don't have the capacity to take the whole world on my shoulders. But you know, just coming over and doing some KBOO work and this show is very much about picking at the belly of the beast with our little toothpicks. I was saying outside before the show to some great people that if we if enough of us come together and we pick at the belly of the beast with our little toothpicks, the big old dark thing will explode. And then you take cover so you don't get goo all over you, and then it's another deal. We'll have a better deal. So keep picking. So another announcement, and then we're going to talk to Laura. People who want to travel and they have special needs, there's actually quite a few sites. One is Disabled Travelers. I went to this very quickly this morning, but I wanted to kind of talk about sites you can go to if you want to travel and you have special needs. Disabled Travelers, just again, go to a computer and just punch in Disabled Travelers, and a listing of agencies by service and location will come in. And that's the whole world, the cruises from local to worldwide. Autism on the Seas, Royal Caribbean is working with that, and they're doing stuff out of Seattle all the way. They have Disney tours, they have all sorts of sites like that. Hammer Travel provides a variety of experiences for individuals or groups. The Hammer mission is to provide travel opportunities for people with developmental disabilities that are unique, safe, and enjoyable. And that's quite a group access deal. And then there's Flying Wheels Travel, people that are in wheelchairs. Really good stuff. And if you go to any website and look at sites, you can really come up with a plethora of good stuff. There's also day travel, which I'm looking at, day trips. Anyway, so Laura, hello.
Hello. Excuse me.
Enough of me blithering on and on about stuff, huh? So what's up with you?
Well, I, as you know, just got back from Open Engagement Pittsburgh. This year it was as wonderful as I expected it to be. I had the opportunity to facilitate a presentation on the emerging veteran artist movement.
Wow.
And I got to connect with some really amazing people. Wow. And being a emerging veteran artist myself, really felt like I was in the right place with the right people at the right time. And yeah. I think they felt the same way too. So it went very well. One of the things that they focus on, obviously veteran artists focus on, is issues with PTSD, disabilities of other sorts as well. Art is a great therapy for anybody who's trying to process difficulty in their life. Mm-hmm. It's a very creative, meditative way to go. And these affiliates of mine or my peers are looking for ways to involve more people in the process of art so that they do have that cleansing experience, that therapeutic mm-hmm. experience that you get when you make something out of something else. Mm-hmm. One of the great projects that's been out there was Combat Paper. They've been in Portland a couple of times, and I was lucky enough to catch them a couple of weeks ago before Open Engagement. And Drew Cameron was just wonderful, and we had a wonderful show that he put together with his work and the work of some of the warrior writers. It was tremendous. It was absolutely wonderful, and it was a great way to meet some people. So I got to know one of the guys, Aaron Hughes, who was presenting before Open Engagement, and that just made it much smoother and more comfortable, and the presentation itself went very well and was one of the better attended presentations. So I was happy to see that in the realm of social art and activism, that other artists were interested in seeing what veterans are talking about. So that was they're very, very important to me and very promising.
It's another way of coming at it from another way to be active, but in an artistic way, as opposed to
Right. You have much more freedom as an artist, I believe, than you do as a public figure or a politician.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely more freedom and more enjoyable. And it stretches the limits a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to be drawing attention to things that need to be addressed.
Yes.
And I want my work to address problems, and I want sustainable mm-hmm. solutions for mm-hmm. everybody.
The sustainable is a big part.
Right.
It's very tough to, it's kind of a longer row to hoe, if you will. It's a harder thing to implement, but the sustainable is very important, isn't
right.
it? Right. When did you get back from there?
I got back the 22nd.
So you, it's just recently.
I think.
Yeah, around in there.
Yeah.
And do you want to talk about what happened when you were there? You don't. I was just thinking, Laura has been on the show before, but you actually have a hidden disability, if
yes.
you will. There you go. So I wanted to talk about that.
How that went.
Your hidden disability kicked in.
My PTSD. Well, fortunately, I had met Aaron Hughes a week before. It was so fortunate that he happened to be in town, and we got to talk, and I showed him the zine and, you know, introduced myself. So, like I said, when we got to Pittsburgh and it was time, showtime, if you will, things just kind of went more smoothly. He was very sensitive to the fact that I had PTSD and that he's been doing this longer than I have. And that's one of the key things I think about all of the veteran artists I met, is that it's something I can relate to. They have this tremendous desire to help other veterans, and yeah. that use their understanding of the misogyny and the just abuse of military power and mm-hmm. all the things that go with it, mm-hmm. Whereas a lot of other veterans aren't, right. different populations of veterans aren't. So right. I found my people.
Yeah, finding your peeps is a blessing.
Yes, it
absolutely
is.
A blessing. And I feel blessed to have you at the mic again. Talk about your zine. How is it doing?
I haven't really been doing much with the zine lately. I have other potential projects that I'm on my plate that I'm trying to decide what to do with.
yeah.
So when I find out, I'll let you know.
Yeah, it's the opportunities just come when you're active.
Yes.
All sorts of things come, but not everything is right.
Right.
For you at the moment, and or not right at all. Yeah. And I wanted to, a short time ago, a friend handed me a credo, which is in alignment with what you're talking about. And this is the artist's dream: to receive the inspiration to create, to share that creation with others, and to be totally supported in the process. And that's what, you know, at least this show is trying to do with for you and for your zine. And where can we reach you?
Probably the best way to reach me is on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I say that, but please send me a message if you try to contact me there. Otherwise, you can contact me at Hotmail, which is laura_sandow@hotmail.com.
And if you want to know any more about anything that's been shared on the show today, you can contact grace_eagle @hotmail.com. And let us know if you need anything. And I'm always looking for somebody to come on the show and talk about disabilities. And I do want to close with this. There are hidden disabilities all over the place. So you can't assume just because somebody isn't I'm in a scooter, so I'm kind of visible as a person with disabilities. But there are people walking around like Laura,
PTSD.
PTSD. And there's a gal, my friend Mehana, who is suffering from lupus. And she looks perfectly wonderful, and I love Mehana. Shout out to Mehana, who's struggling with lupus right now. By the way, and MS, and I'm one of those, and I used to be invisible with that. And by the way, the sun is our enemy. I can't do the sun. She can't do the sun. So all you sun babies, stop bragging about your sun, because in fact it is dangerous for some of us. So if you see anybody walking around with full sleeves and an umbrella, don't assume they're crazy. Just know they cannot be in the sun. And that's an amazing... I've had people come up and, why do you have an umbrella and your sleeves are down? Are you cold? I'm going, okay. All right. So let's be sensible and loving and kind. All right. Contact us. And thank you so much, Kate, for being our engineer today. And we will see you next month, fourth Monday of every month, Disability Awareness.
KBOO Monday, April 27th through Friday, May 2nd from noon to 4, and Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd from noon to 5 p.m. to hear our live broadcast from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, brought to you by our friends and colleagues at WWOZ in New Orleans. We'll have